You know, we love our military around these parts, and we love when we can catch up with current members of the military as well as our veterans. And we have a veteran here in our studio. He is a veteran. He's an Army sergeant. His name is Nicholas Firth and his wife, Anna. They're here in the studio. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
They're here because Nicholas, or Nick for short, is a recipient of a Home for Our Troops house. And we're going to learn more about this organization. The name of the organization is called Homes for Our Troops. Bill Ivey is the executive director for this organization. And Bill is joining us by way of phone. And we want to say good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on the show.
Bill, tell us more about Homes for Our Troops. How did this get started, and kind of what's the mission here?
So Homes for Our Troops is a nonprofit organization with the mission to build and donate specially adapted custom homes for the most severely injured veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts to enable them to rebuild their lives. We started in 2004. Our founder was a builder in Massachusetts. He had read about a Massachusetts Army National Guard soldier who had lost both arms in Iraq. He went down to Walter Reed, introduced himself, said, "I'm going to build you an adapted home." When the time came to hand in the keys, the veteran said, I appreciate this, but I can't accept it if it is the only home you're going to build." And that motivated our founder to start Homes for Our Troops 22 years ago. And here we are, 430 homes later, going strong.
Yeah, you've built and donated 434 homes in 46 states. And the home here in our area in York will be the 432nd home that is part of this initiative. Bill, what does this mean for our soldiers, our military members, to give them a gift such as a house that's adapted just for them?
It does two things for them. Our veterans are mostly multiple amputees, single amputees with limb salvage, paralyzed or blind, so they all have significant mobility issues. The home we build is adapted so that they can go anywhere and do anything in their wheelchair. So it restores some of that freedom and independence that they sacrificed defending our freedom in Iraq or Afghanistan. The home is mortgage-free, so that also takes the financial burden off of our veterans so that they can use that money that used to go to rent or a mortgage to save for college for their kids, to save for retirement, to start a business, or whatever it is they want to do. So it's really about helping our veterans get another start on another chapter of their life and rebuild their lives.
Well, this is an unbelievable program. Bill, we certainly appreciate your explanation of this organization. It's called Homes for Our Troops. Bill Ivey is the executive director, and Bill himself served 31 years in the U.S. Army, and we certainly appreciate your service.
So, yes, Bill, thank you for your service,
thank
Bill.
You so much.
Well, I got to hang out with guys like Nick my whole time.
Well, we're going to catch up now with Nick and Anna Firth. They're here in the studio. They live in York. And Nick, you are an Army sergeant, obviously a veteran now. And tell us about your military experience. When did you enlist? Why did you want to enlist? And tell us a little bit about your injury as well.
I'd always planned on joining the military. My family, the American side of my family, has a longstanding tradition of military service. And I'm actually the second Purple Heart recipient in the family. Yeah. My great-grandfather got it in... he got injured in World War One, but I was in college when 9/11 happened. We were watching the news. The first plane had already hit the tower, and we were just watching. And the second plane hits, and me and a few other guys got up, just left, went and signed up right then. Like, like I said, I'd known I was always going to serve. I just didn't know when. That day kind of sealed it for me. You know, they attacked us on our soil. It was time to do something. You know?
And then from there, what did your military career look like?
I went to Fort Benning. I'm an infantryman. You know, I figured the best way I could help out was to actually just go and fight.
You lost your leg, and tell us about that. How did that occur, and when did that happen?
That happened June 9th of 06. We were out on a night mission, and we had air support for whatever it was we were doing, but we got held up behind EOD because they had found, you know, they had found an IED that just took a very long time for them to clear. And at when our air support ran out, we still had to continue on with the mission. And it turns out that we hit an IED that was identical to the one that they had cleared. Yep. Did quite the number on me. I'm Humpty Dumpty, but I'm very, very fortunate to be alive.
Well, a sense of humor will take you a long way, and we appreciate that. Where was this when this occurred?
I was in Iraq.
In Iraq, okay. Mm-hmm. So now fast forward to 2026, and you are going to receive the keys to a home designed specifically for you. It's an adaptive home. It's, again, part of the Homes for Our Troops. How did you get connected with this organization? Did they surprise you? How did you find out you were a recipient? And what was that reaction like?
Oh, man, I didn't actually know anything about the program, but my mother had heard about it and signed me up. You know, so that was a real shocker when you know, she said, "Well, I signed you up for this, and the people are reaching out. They want to talk to you." And I was like, "What, me? What?" Huh? You know, never, like, even at that point, had no idea, no expectations. Like, it honestly still feels like I'm in a dream. Like, I'm just waiting to wake up. And it's incredible that on what's the 20th year anniversary of me getting injured is when I'll be getting a home. Wow.
What has life been like for you in that last 20 years, Nick or Anna, if you want to answer that? What has it been like to support your husband, who is a veteran, who this has happened to? What does life look like, and how has it changed?
It's been challenging and rewarding, but the challenges are great. Seeing him struggle in different living environments, not being able to maneuver through a home or falling downstairs repeatedly, it's been very, very challenging. I don't
very
feel
top heavy.
Yeah, I don't feel very secure and safe always leaving him because of, you know, he might not be able to reach something or he might take a tumble. It just not having the peace of mind, and Homes for Our Troops will give us both peace of mind of knowing that he is in a safe environment built, designed specifically for his inabilities, because he does spend the majority of his time in his wheelchair, and he will be able to maneuver through the entire house. The cabinets come down. You know, it's an absolute blessing. This house will completely change our lives.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you elaborate how this house is designed to meet your needs, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, you don't really think about it much, you know, when you're not trapped in a wheelchair, how things in a house like could be. Like, something as simple as just getting through a door. You know, if it's not wide enough to get your chair through, then what are you supposed to do? You know? But there's literally nothing in this house that I can't do from my wheelchair. The entire house has sidewalk all the way around it. I could literally go in or out any door in my wheelchair and go to any part of the house. You know, something as simple as cooking food. You know, people don't think about this because you're not stuck in a chair. Like, I'd have to pull up sideways to the oven because there's the stovetop and then the oven underneath it. Here, the oven is moved to the side, and I can actually put my legs underneath the stovetop, and I can cook from right there. And one nice little feature that they added, I forget what it's called, but say, like, I didn't put enough water in the pot. There's a pot filler. That's what it is. You know, it's all right there. So I don't have to, you know, stick it in my lap, because that's exactly what you want to do with a hot pot and wheel it over to the sink. Just simple things like that. I mean, just having a cabinet that opens like a normal cabinet, but, you know, I can't reach it. I can pull that cabinet down to my height. You know, it's it's pretty amazing. Like all the things and features that they put into these homes, just you know, even in the off chance that it might, you know, make things a little bit easier. I guarantee, like, we're going to spend, like, the rest of our lives still finding new little things here and there that are like, oh, that's what that was for, you know? And of course, somebody explained, like, the majority of this stuff to us, but, you know, infantrymen and brain injury, like,
Well, thank you, for starters, for your service to our country.
Absolutely.
And what a game changer this house is going to be for your family. Just describing what you described to us, of course, you would want to make things easier for yourself. And the fact that Homes for Our Troops exists to make life easier for our soldiers, our service members, our veterans that have just had a, they gave their body. You gave your body to protect our country. Mm-hmm. And the least we can do is give you a house that fits you and your needs. So here's to you and Anna for this wonderful house. You're going to get the keys right now scheduled for April the 11th in a ceremony. And we're so happy and so proud of you. And they're right here, part of our community off of McFarland Road in York. Anna and Nick Firth.
Again, thank you.
Thank you so much. Really nice getting to know both of you.
And sharing your story.
We look forward to maybe swinging by.
Please do.
In for a house welcome
we'd
one day.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Love to.
Please. We're good Southerners. So we know how to be good guests.
That's it.
Congratulations on this house, and thank you again.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.